This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's fans will be able to start streaming the Fayetteville-based band's newest album next week. They can then hear some of those new songs performed live at a CD release party at George's Majestic Lounge December 6th. Last week, Tom Anderson, Zach Archuleta, Ethan Bush, and Adams Collins came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about their new project. Before their conversation, Arkansas performed a new song off the album called Diamonds and Gold.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by Arkansas. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks.
How's it going? Thank you.
Good. How's it going for you?
Wonderful.
Yes, new album, fourth full-length album, I believe.
You are correct.
Maybe Someday, the name of it?
Maybe Someday is the title, yep.
How was your approach to putting this together different from the other ones? It sounded like, before we started recording, that you actually had more time to kind of live with this than usual.
Yeah, just like the other albums, putting the collection of songs together took a long time. You know, they kind of just come together as they're written, which sometimes that process is faster than others. You know, sometimes really slow. But we did take more time when it came, when we were ready to go to the studio. In the past, we've tried to just knock everything out in a couple of days. I think the first two albums were done in 2 days, maybe three. But this time, we tried to choose three songs at a time, the ones that we thought were the most developed, and we'd go to the studio with the only goal to be to put those songs together. And that made it easier to focus harder, you know, on a smaller bit of material. And then that process ended up taking almost a year. I think our first recording session was November, December last year.
Yeah, I actually had a Facebook memory that was from today. It was a year ago today. It was the first day in the studio. So it's
happy anniversary.
Considerably, yeah. Much more time than the other albums, which were done in 2 days.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at over a year, so. It was a much different process, but it allowed us to kind of get into the details more and just have more time instead of trying to hold a whole album's worth of material in our heads and regurgitate all that information in one or two days, you know, just to be able to kind of focus in. Yeah, it was different. I think I liked it. I'm not sure yet.
Have to sit with it a little bit and decide. Mm-hmm. Which studio did you use?
We went to Haxton Road up in Bentonville. We had been getting a lot of good reports from other people, and we're excited to check it out. It's a beautiful space they have up there.
And how many songs did you end up going with on the album?
It's a dozen.
A dozen.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's all the other albums were like 10 tracks.
Yeah, every one of them was 10. So
two
give
more
a little
tracks.
Bonus tracks, a couple more.
And were some of these songs that you'd been living with for a while or all brand new?
Some of them are really old. Really old, relatively old. There's an instrumental in there that Adams wrote in 2016, maybe. Was that the year we went to?
Oh, yeah, for Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
That one's been around for a long time. And
what's it called?
It's called Road Trip. Yeah, and in Business End, I remember you wrote right as we were recording our last album because there was a brief discussion of even trying to squeeze it in on the last album, but we didn't end up doing that. So, yeah, some of the tunes are several years old, and then some of them were written, you know, a few months before the session. So
what's funny is go out of town or even in town and see people singing along to songs that we haven't recorded yet. And I'm like, how do you guys even know this already? You know? So I guess we've been playing for some of them for a little while, but it's a healthy mix. And there's some songs we intentionally like held back, you know, trying to like just kind of keep the suspense and not, you know, save it for the album.
We always talk about we always kind of lightly talk about how cool it would be able to hold a whole album back and then release all the songs at once. But I just don't have the patience. When I finish a song, I'm so excited to see what kind of reaction it's going to get. Because also, if you get up there and play it and you get a terrible reaction, you might be like, maybe that should not be recorded.
Also, just keeping it fresh and fun on stage is nice to play for us, you know, keep it interesting. Like, we forget that some people see us like once or twice a year. We play every night. So we're like always trying to keep it exciting for us by introducing new stuff.
You've done a really good job this time, I think, on social media of sort of teasing the album. You know, you are putting those songs on there for people that maybe aren't at the shows, and so they're kind of getting a taste of what's coming. One of the songs that you mentioned a couple times, Already Run, we didn't hear it today, but I think you said something about it being a unique one on the album or something a little bit different. Why was what makes it different?
That one. I wrote that one. It's different to me, and there was a couple of different components about it than usual. A is that the obvious one is that it doesn't really repeat itself. There's no obvious hook. Mm. There's not a clear verse section, hook section. It's just three or four different sections from start to finish that never repeat themselves. It's also one of our only tunes that switches to a different time signature in the middle of it. It starts in 4-4 and then goes to 3 halfway through and finishes out that way. It also is one of our only tunes that has finishes on a long instrumental section as opposed to some kind of jam in the middle, you know, sandwiched between everything. And the writing was kind of different. When I was writing it, I was just kind of letting, I never felt like there was a good hook, so I just kept writing and kept thinking, well, I'll get back to it at some point, or some part will stand out. And then I got to having about three and a half minutes of material, and decided I thought it would just be best like that and not to force it. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
So the title, Maybe Someday, to me at least, sounds hopeful, thinking about things that are could possibly happen. Am I off on that?
Yeah, I think it's hopeful.
Yeah? Are the songs on the album reflective of that?
They're a little diverse, you know. Everyone has its own feeling. You know, there's a lot of like minor kind of sounding and slower, darker stuff. There's also like some poppier, like, you know, prettier stuff to sing along kind of stuff as well.
I think if you listen to the whole album start to finish, then it's easier to get that hopeful maybe someday vibe in your head if you listen to it all together. You know, like Zach was saying, some of them, if you were to pick them out individually, you might not see that. But if you can think about them as a conglomerate, then, yeah, I think it fits it really well.
So would it be fair to say that maybe it's more of like a journey, because you have to have those low points to kind of be reflective and say like, oh, it's gonna get better? Or
we haven't put it in those words yet. We're gonna steal that now that you
oh, okay.
Yeah, can you write the liner notes to our next album, please?
Yes, just give me some credit and you can have that.
All right.
You're welcome. Tell me a little bit about the first song that we heard today.
Oh, Diamonds and Gold. I'm so glad that you asked. This is one of Ethan's tunes. It's one that's been around for a while. And coincidentally, our friends up at Ozark Beer Company recently had hit us up about doing a collaboration where they would brew kind of a special beer in collaboration with us, which just so happened to be like, oh, well, this is perfect timing because we're releasing this mm-hmm. album. And we had a couple meetings with them and discussed options, and we kind of figured that the title of this song and some of the thematic materials is appropriate. So they're currently in the process of brewing a beer called Diamonds and Gold Pale Ale, an Arkansas-style pale ale,
yeah.
Which will be for release at the CD release show.
At George's on the 6th.
At George's Majestic Lounge on the 6th. Yeah, we're really excited. We were actually just up there a few days ago and got to kind of help in the brewing process. Not really. They let us kind of dump a bucket of hops in the
we're very crucial, yeah. Essential part of the process.
Hands on.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to work with Ozark. We're big fans of their products and they're good folks.
So the album will be streaming on Thanksgiving. Physical copies December 6th at George's Majestic Lounge at the release party. And then what's next? I know you guys are home for a bit, and then you usually kind of disappear. You'll be around for New Year's in Fort Smith. You're playing at Harry's, I believe, downtown.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
And then what? What's 2020 look for you guys? I can't believe we're already like at the end of the year where we're looking to the next year. So 2020, what's in store for you guys in 2020?
We got a busy January with Colorado and Michigan on the map, and then February we're going back to Europe. To Netherlands and Germany and Switzerland for another 3 weeks over there. So,
anything else?
We're also doing a run of vinyls for this album, which we haven't done before. So that'll be won't be available at the show, but they'll be available for pre-order pretty soon and the next couple of months.
It's on the website.
Yeah, you can listen to it on the vinyl. Get it on the website.
That's exciting. So why vinyl? What made you decide to try that this time?
Well, we get a lot of requests for it on the road.
Oh, really?
At merch, yeah. People always come up and ask. And plus, it's just like a cool, for me, you know what I mean, to have something pressed in wax that I was mm-hmm. a part of. Like, it's kind of, you know, it's pretty significant. It's the first album that I've ever had pressed that way, so it's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, just the album artwork. Our friends at Funkstetics that do most of our merch designs and our album design are really just everything they've produced for us. It's like it always seems even more profound than the last one. And when we were trying to decide on artwork, we were like, oh, well, let's just see what they can come up with. And they came back with some really excellent art. And I'm really excited to be able to see that. When you see a vinyl, you know, and the album art at full size, you know, I feel like it has more of an impact than just looking at it on a computer screen or even the physical CD. You know, it just feels cool to be able to experience that. And, you know, we've got a few bells and whistles also that are going to be included in the production of the physical record itself that I think is, you know, for fans of Arkansas and for us, you know, just to have these cool kind of collector items, mementos surrounding the actual sounds is going to be special.
Well, it sounds like you've got lots of projects as always and lots of fun, and we look forward to you guys checking in next time with the next one. So thanks so much for coming in, and congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, Antoinette.
That was Tom Anderson, Zach Archuleta, Ethan Bush, and Adams Collins, who together are Arkansas. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week. More information about the band is available at arkansasmusic.com. And here they are again with one more song from their upcoming album.
Arkansas here, guys. Our new album, Maybe Someday, will be available for streaming on Thanksgiving Day. It'll also be released, the physical copy, at George's on December 6th. Hope to see you guys there. This new song is called Worthless Pride.
One, two, three, four. It was pretty girls like pretty songs, and pretty boys too often sing. Awful lonesome tunes about chasing pretty things. From the morning comes the sun, come my darling from the rest. Come the boys to fill the air, and her love to fill the rest. You get run, she won't get high. Don't get caught on the other side. Don't get caught on the other side. Don't get caught on the other side. You're worthless pride.
Don't get caught on the other side. Don't get caught on the other side.